And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match, starring Leah Haven, the founder and owner of SmartFemme. That's SmartFemme.com, a great place to really explore that website, especially if you're a woman, because it's safe. It's you acknowledge, you screen out your vendors, and it's a good place for women.
Well, you know, women really need to be protected and served, and SmartFemme does that. We are the intelligent guide for the woman on the go. Just whip out your phone, look us up, and our SmartFemme experts just have great information, great products and services, and they're all carefully screened.
And, Leah, you have so much amazing integrity, honesty. That's what really makes this go, because of you.
Well, you know, I think that people, you know, money, time, and resources are very limited right now. And anything that I can do to help women and men, too, because we actually have male SmartFemme members as well.
I was going to say, you actually have smart males. That's
yes,
what
we
I
do.
Thought you were going to say.
Yes, we do. We do have smart males.
I'm going to be a writer, right?
Yes.
All right. Now
yes.
We're talking. A writer on SmartFemme.com. Anyway, this was great. Emily's going to join us for the next segment. You were so amazing, Emily. I want to buy your book, too. That sounds really interesting.
Oh,
I got to tell you.
Thank you.
That's going to be thrilling for you to publish a book.
It was a little surreal. I don't think it's hit me yet.
This is great, though.
Can you imagine writing a book in your 20s? I mean,
no, I can't imagine that. I am proud of you. I don't even know you, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, we're going to talk about, a topic that, I don't know, I think it all comes together during the holidays. If you're in a couple relationship or married or engaged or whatever, the in-laws, how do you cope with the in-laws? And that sounds, it's almost worth not being in a relationship because of that. Oh, that sounds negative. Okay, I'm just kidding. Tom, why do you make me say that? Oh, all right, here we go. So what are some of the tips, Leah, that you would give? And then, Emily, feel free to join in. You know, what do you do when I think you mentioned it, you got, let's say, the in-laws and the son of the mom, and he's pulled between the wife and
loyalties
the
mom. Loyalties are torn, yeah. Well, here are two women in this man's life that have really significant meaning to him. I mean, the woman who gave him birth and maybe the woman who's, you know, birthed his children or, you know, his life mate. And they both, you know, he loves them both. But sometimes, and unfortunately, you know, they make a lot of jokes about, you know, the mother-in-law and everything. But unfortunately, you know, loyalties can be torn, and it is not fair for the guy to be stuck in the middle. I mean, it's just not fair. You know, I think personally, just putting aside your differences for a couple of days or a week is for your husband's sake or your boyfriend's sake, whatever. I think it's the right way to go.
It makes sense. Emily, any comments on that?
You know, I agree with Leah. I've had to definitely hone in the respect your elders training that my mother taught me when I was younger with one specific individual whose mother asked me if I was using him as a rebound in the middle of Christmas dinner.
Really?
So, yes, that happened. And, you know, being a woman and being emotional, I needed to excuse myself from the table. But I think that Leah's right. You just have to kind of fight your own battles and leave the man out of it. You mean, you're going to know when it's time to get him involved, but don't ask him to choose.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
The mother actually said that?
I just blew your mind. Yes. And we broke up the next day.
Oh.
He did not understand why I was upset, did not understand why I was embarrassed. And I was like, you know, if you're not going to understand, then it's not worth my time to try to make you understand.
That is amazing. That is embarrassing. And the mom,
and
the
that's dating. Can you imagine being married to somebody like that?
First time I met her.
Wow.
First time I met her, yeah.
So that was like a preview of a prelude what was coming.
Correct. Right?
Yeah, actually a good point.
That was the biggest red flag I've ever seen.
She dodged that bullet, Dave.
What did the guy do when that was said at the dinner table?
He really didn't see an issue with it, which was the biggest issue I had with it. Had he been like, I'm so sorry, I completely understand, I probably would have been able to move past that. But the fact that he defended his mother really just, it did not sit well. And I knew that I would never win.
How did he defend his mom?
he said, well, she has a right to know, and she just looking out for me. And I was like, look, you need to cut the umbilical cord. You need to realize that your mom was being rude and she was being out of line. You know, it's possible for this beautiful woman that she was adopted. So he kind of looks at her as like his savior, kind of, because he was in a really bad situation when he was smaller. And so, you know, that just kind of one thing after another and just ended badly.
I would describe this as he defended his mommy.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, you're... Oh, see, you're in much better shape than
absolutely.
Being without them. Wow.
You know, she just saved herself 20 years of misery.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This would have been a good, pleasant experience.
On the first date, I can't just imagine after the second or third anniversary.
Oh man.
I mean, I had to even consult my mama on that one. I called her and she was like, she said what to you? We're just outraged.
That's incredible. That really... Now, people have to have enough confidence and stand up for what's right, regardless, you know, if it's your parents or not. Although you can have respect for them. You don't have
Correct.
To like being mean to them.
You know, what's wrong with just having taboo, subjects?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good point.
You know,
tell us about that.
You know, if you've got a family of Democrats and another family of Republicans or, you know, someone is... You know, there's some kind of controversy. Avoid the controversial subjects, I think.
You know, that's a very good point, and it takes, you know, that's just the ultimate of respect. I mean, just honor that maybe we see things differently, so why bring it up and have an argument? And I remember, I'm going to throw something out, but it was a little different situation, but it proves the point. I was at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow, okay.
And let's say I have four kids, and I don't know if all four were there. I think they were at the time, and... Well, I'll mention him. He's, hopefully he's not listening, but he might be. But my son, you know.
Greg, yeah.
And, you know, he's been known to wear an earring in a, you know, one like athletes do. He was a hockey player. But the
is controversial with certain age groups.
Yeah, and it was. And it's like, it was just really strange. It was in San Diego, and it was my brother's in-laws.
Ooh, okay.
And the guy, and he's a nice guy. I mean, they're nice people. He goes, how can you wear an earring, blah, blah, you know, and just was all over poor Greg. And but unlike your almost boyfriend, my brother and his wife, who the father was the brother's wife.
Wow.
I mean, no, I didn't say that right. My brother's wife, that was her father that was saying it. To their credit, they stood up for Greg.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, come on. That's excellent.
Huge.
That was huge because they saw it. Okay, well, you may have different opinions, but don't be rude.
Well, there's just also with a child, you never want to question a child's.
Yeah, he was about, you know, I think he might have been 16 or 17, but still young.
But their confidence is growing. And if you question like life choices that they made, something as trivial as an earring, their confidence level is going to get squashed to the floor.
I totally agree. And. But you have to give my brother and his wife credit for standing up.
I do. And I think it's, you know, it's tremendous that your brother and his wife stood up for
Absolutely.
Greg. But, you know, it also sent a message to Greg, a real important message to Greg as well, that, you know what, my family, you know, we're a family unit.
Yeah.
We're going to stick together.
I thought it was very cool. And
But it
did stand out. I go, oh, no, there's going to be a... A battle at the OK Corral on Thanksgiving.
Well, and you didn't have to do battle, which is really good.
Yeah, I go, oh, geez. But it got into a little discussion, and it was, well, anyway, that I'll end it at that. But it did work out pretty well, and I think they realized it. I think alcohol may have had some swaying to the guys.
Well, you know, that always plays.
It wouldn't be a family holiday party if there wasn't a family feud.
We all have that embarrassing relative that embarrasses us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, that's true. So
you can pick your friends, but not your family, Dave.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're right. That's a very good point. Now, so in-laws, what other tips do we have? I mean, some of the things I wrote down, respect. Always have respect if you can.
Well, that's just it. But, you know, when you're going to their home, respect. If the woman spent 10 hours cooking, you know, even if you don't like it, make an attempt.
I totally agree. It's horrible if someone goes, oh, this is horrible. But honor the fact that they've spent their time to give to you the pleasure and inviting you over for hospitality.
Well, that's just it. And realize also that so many women especially put such unrealistic expectations on holidays. So go out of your way to be nice to them.
Makes sense. Emily?
Oh, I completely agree with that statement.
That makes sense. Now, let me ask you this. Where should the priority be? So let's say you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be the in-laws or your marriage priority? Or does it matter? It depends on context.
I think it kind of does depend on context. But what you always want to do is you want to present a united front. You're a couple. You are an extension of your spouse right now. But, you know, I think that you should have a little, especially if there's a lot of contention in the family, I think that you want to have a talk with your spouse before you go there and just kind of come up with a game plan. Just, you know, taking random fires, you know,
have
attacks.
A safe word. Have a safe word.
Oh,
good
yeah.
call.
Yeah. How does that work?
Oh, I was mainly being facetious. However,
but I like it though.
Yeah,
a safe word is, you know, you have a word that has some significance. Okay, time out. You know.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a good idea, and I like what you said, Leah. Is maybe they should discuss certain things, especially if you don't know the origin of, you know, some of the dynamics, and say, well, let me explain why maybe my mom, my dad, or whatever is this way, so you can have a little bit of understanding, and that goes a long way too, perhaps.
It does, and you know, sometimes you just have to take ownership of the conversation. If it's not going down the path that you want, you know, take them down a different path.
Yeah, so it's sort of a skill set too.
It is.
Don't become emotional bombshell and just emotionally both parties start reacting. That never serves anyone.
No, and think about what it's doing to the kids too.
Oh yeah, that could be bad too. Yeah.
I mean, enjoy the moment. Find little things to appreciate. You know, a beautiful tree or an incredible dessert, or, you know, the turkey's fabulous, but find something that you like and something that's genuine that you can, you know, that you can really talk about.
That's a really good point. Remember the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie.
Yes.
And he always said that. Really notice something that's truly from your heart, sincere, that you can appreciate and let that person know.
Exactly. And people want to be appreciated. We all do.
Yeah, there's no question about it. So we know what Emily will appreciate maybe next week. The ocean. That's what we think.
And
is
the energy.
Happen. Yes. And the energy and the ocean. Wow, that's like, what was that song? I'm a little bit country, you're a little bit rock and roll.
Are we going back down the Donnie and Marie
road? Oh, yeah. I like them.
Oh,
didn't
my.
You say you like them?
I do like them.
Yeah, I saw Donnie them in Las Vegas.
Donnie Osmond was all over my walls at 12 years old, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And Maria
that's...
was all over my walls.
Okay. Okay. Not
that's
even
precious.
But no, let's ask Emily, do you like Donnie and Marie?
You know, I
think that's a little before
my time. However, they did have a show, like, in I think the early 2000s, like a stint of like the Donnie and Marie Osmond show. I think it was a talk show.
Yes.
And I did not enjoy it.
Oh,
they got away from their formula, the variety. Yeah,
they were a talk show.
They did a talk show briefly.
It was not great. But she looks fabulous now.
She's like 50 and looks really good.
She looks fabulous.
50 is the new 40. Though.
Yeah,
it
or
really
the
is.
New 30s.
It could be the new 30s.
I really think so. But it is a good show. If you saw the I'm a little bit rock and I'm a little bit, no, how did that go? I'm a little bit country,
a little bit rock and roll.
I thought that was a good show.
It was a good show.
They're very talented, actually.
Well, they've been performing since monkeys since they were kids. So
they were like 3 or 4 or 5 or something like that.
In the womb, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Rehearsing kick lines, not good.
That was good. Why don't we take a quick break, and we have one segment left, and we'll continue our discussion on not being single, but being in a couple relationship, and what do you do with your in-laws? You know, we're just trying to give some tips, so it's a happy holiday season. That's what we want. We'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed Metropolitan Opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Match No Match, starring the lovely Leah Haben. Leah, you are phenomenal. You have done such a remarkable job this first outing on Match No Match.
Well, thank you. I've been tongue-tied most of the day, but thank you.
No. Right, Emily? Is she amazing?
You're amazing.
Well, thank you.
I'm here with two amazing women. Tom is behind the glass. He can't believe there's a glass that separates them. What do you say about that, Tom? Ah, he's not sure what to say.
He's speechless.
I love his penguin tie.
Is it a penguin tie?
Yes.
That's what it is. He usually has like things that light up. His tie lights up.
Well, you know penguins mate for life, though. You knew that, right?
I heard about that. I saw that in a movie or something. Mm-hmm. And how does that happen?
You know, there are certain species of animals that really mate for life.
And how do you know? Well, you know, with all the penguins running around the beach, how do you know which one is the one?
It's love at first waddle. I'm not sure.
You know, the male penguin will go and search the beach for the perfect pebble to present to his potential mate.
Really?
For hours and days even, and present it at her feet as kind of like an I love you, let's make babies, penguin
really?
Babies. Yeah.
And have they ever been rejected?
You know, I don't know.
I'm going to do some research on that.
Isn't that adorable?
But what if the penguin, you know, for days found this perfect pebble, and
he always shows up dressed. He's always well
dressed. He always has his penguin suit on.
But what if the woman penguin said no? Would it be heartbreaking for the penguin?
I think he just moves on to the next one until he finds that one, and once he's got her, he's going to keep her.
Wow. This is, we should do studies of penguins.
I'll tell you what, we could learn from them.
Yeah.
We really could.
That
they
is
mate
sort of
for
cool.
life, and it's kind of incredible that this bird, essentially, is it a bird or a mammal?
I think it's a plane. No, it's Superman.
I should know these things if I'm going to speak on the love life of penguins, but I think it's beautiful.
It is.
You know?
Wow, that's
isn't that beautiful?
I'm going to have to check that out. Any other species that do that?
Well, no, they're the only ones that come to mind. I mean, like lions, for instance, they'll kill the competition. They'll find out the weakest. But penguins kind of romance the woman with that pebble. I kind of liken the fact that he just really...
Like, I want a pebble, you know?
Well, speaking of pebble, did you ever see the movie Romancing the Stone?
No.
Michael Douglas. I'm full of movies.
Yes.
I'm going to Netflix that.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. Kathleen Turner. I thought it was pretty good.
It was very, very good. She does not look the same.
She's much older now.
She's much older and much bigger, too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, and she, I think, too much smoking.
She smokes?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, forget it. Right, Tom? Yeah, boo. Okay, now, what movies are you going to see this holiday season? Is there any good movies out?
I got to tell you that I just checked out Netflix, and I love Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol. I've not seen it, and it's not this year's, but it's out on Netflix, and it's hysterical. Colin Farrell's in it.
Oh, he's good.
I love him. It's animated, but it's really, really good. I was really impressed with it.
Wow. How about you, Emily? Are you a movie person?
I am. I don't like going to the movies because, one, it's kind of ridiculously expensive, and you can't really, if you're hanging out with somebody, you don't get an opportunity to really communicate with them. But speaking of penguins and Jim Carrey, he had this really funny movie come out called Mr. Popper's Penguins, and I've really wanted to see that forever. So I'm actually thinking about going and renting it.
Wow. I think if Dean is listening, he's taking notes.
I think so, too.
I think he is. That would be the smart thing to do.
Yes, he might have been a penguin in his last life. He's very deep, like a penguin.
Yeah, you know, maybe
penguins
that's true. That could be true. You think you were a penguin?
I think I was Princess.
Princess Penguin.
Princess Penguin.
I like it. Now, getting back to in-laws, though.
Yes.
What about doing something special for your in-laws, if there was any, you know, friction from the previous year?
You know, what I have found that the biggest problem is most women really question whether or not the woman really has her son's, you know, they're worried for their son. And most of the time it's very genuine. Sometimes it's petty, but most of the time, you know, they just, it's really hard to let go of your little boy. It's really, really hard. And I think if you just kind of look at it that way, it's, you know, she's having a really tough time letting go of him. And I realize he's 35 years old, but whether they're 35 or 3, they're still our little boys. And it's tough.
And, that's a good point.
And I have two boys. And
it's hard to let go?
It is hard to let go.
Do they have girlfriends?
One of them's married.
Oh, and how does that work?
You know, it's hard sometimes. But I try to be, I don't try to be her mother-in-law. I try to be her friend.
Oh, that's a good advice.
You know, and I'm pretty young compared to most mother-in-laws. So,
oh, yes.
I mean, it makes it a little bit different. But
not only are you young, you look much younger than I know you are.
But, you know, I will say it's hard to let go of your little boy sometimes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Emily, does that sort of make sense? I mean, have you seen people maybe you've dated before where the mom seems to have some type of possession over them or power?
Just the one.
Just that one.
Just the one. Yeah, I tend to date really strong, independent men, and so I haven't really
good
run.
For you.
Yeah. I learned my lesson. But, yeah.
No apron strings with her.
No. No. You know, I really think that it's important to date who you want to be. So if I date somebody that's attached to their parents and listens to everything they say, regardless if it's the best outcome for them, doesn't have a lot of confidence, then that's the person that I'm eventually going to morph into. It's kind of a fear thing for me. So, you know, I date really strong, independent men, and I've only run into that problem one time. And so hopefully never again.
But I'm gonna say that most people that have a good relationship with their parents, you don't see that very often. It's usually people that men or women that, you know, have conflict with their parents to begin with. And then you bring somebody else into the mix and then there's more issues.
Now, how about if it's a strong marriage, perhaps maybe it's not going to be much of an issue as well, because if the marriage is so strong and solid and they have mutual respect for each other.
I agree.
Maybe that has also something to do with how one relates to their in-laws.
Exactly. And kind of reassure the, you know, the in-laws. You know, now you're just part of, you're an extension of our family. You don't have a son. Now you have a son and a daughter.
Yeah, it's not what you lose. It's what you gain.
Exactly.
That reminds me of someone. I used to be president of a singles group in a certain church. Mm-hmm. I won't mention the church's name. But it was astonishing to me that some of these guys I knew said they would never date women with, like, young kids, you know, 10 or 12 or younger or even up to 17. And I said, why? They go, because it's, you know, I've gone through that, they said. And they said it with a sense of bitterness. And I said, well, wait a minute. You can look at it in a sense of, like, oh, obligation, and you got through your kids. But why don't you look at it from the sense of how much more love you can give and maybe healing where healing needs to be?
Not only that, but I'll tell you what, having little people around is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can seize it and look at it as an opportunity or, you know, another cross to bear. But I, you know.
So you would agree.
I would. And I challenge you to find somebody in their 30s or 40s that doesn't have some baggage or some children.
Yeah.
Although I hate lumping children in as baggage, because I think they're little treasures God gives us.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Emily, does this make sense?
You know, I love the tiny humans. I think they're fantastic.
I like how you said that, tiny humans.
Tiny humans.
And little penguins.
Little penguins, yes. I personally have dated one man with children, and it was just a complete nightmare.
Really? Maybe that's because he was the man. He was the problem.
Maybe, yeah, but I just, you know, I find it very, very difficult to date a man with children because I don't have any children, so I'm used to kind of just doing what I want. And, you know, when we can't go and do what we want to do because somebody had a meltdown, it's kind of hard. You have to be very versatile when you date someone with kids. So I get from a single yeah. person's point of view without children, I get what they're saying. But, you know, kids are great. They're awesome, and they bring a lot of joy. So,
yeah, I guess it depends also on the relationship perhaps with the guy and the ex-wife. And does he go running every time she can't handle something?
Exactly.
Leah, then you might have it right. That was the problem, because under a different circumstance, maybe it was different. If he as well as the ex might have been more mature about that and not pretending one or the other was helpless without each other.
You know, just because you didn't make it as a couple doesn't mean that you can't co-parent.
Yeah, exactly.
You still, you know, just because you get divorced doesn't mean, you divorce the kids. You still have to co-parent.
No question about it. And I think possible the obstacles to that is, you know, people can't fully let go and they want revenge on the ex, and that creates the kids as a pawn, and using them as a pawn to say, oh, they're having too much fun, I think we'll call this guy, you know, the father up when the mother could have handled the situation, or vice versa. And that's probably what you experienced, Emily.
They were really great parents. I will give it to them. Those kids were their world. They were great children. But she had an issue letting go. If we were on a date, she would call. He'd answer the phone in the middle of our date.
Really?
And so it was, you know, it's not so much the kids, I think. It was probably her.
What did she want when she called the guy?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Why answer? That's the real question.
That was one of the issues. Yeah.
Like, don't answer that. I mean, that's so.
I get wanting to know if, like, your kids are okay, but there's boundaries.
Absolutely. Well, God, the end of the show, great. Emily, thank you so much
for
being on. Absolutely. Leah Haben, thank you.
Thank you,
debut show of the all-new Match No Match. And we'll be back, of course, in January.
I know.
Is that the third? Yeah, the third Monday we'll be back. So in the meantime, go to smartfem.com, go to breakradioshow.com, give us your comments, and we're excited, and we'll have a new match next month. Have a great New Year's, everyone. Great holiday season. We'll see everyone tomorrow for Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. This is going to be great. And, of course, Wednesday, the sports show. Friday, the sports show. Have a great week, and see you tomorrow.